Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Rainey's. Today's going to be a half-hour show. I have promised to do a early day birthday party for one of the grandchildren because it just worked out better to do it on a Friday. And so I have a lot of stuff to get ready for. So I'm going to bring in Shelley right away. I really just want to recognize yesterday and are not really aware of why we celebrate the 4th of July. So I thought it would be fun to talk about that for a minute. And I'd also like to open the doors to talking a little bit about these places where we're, detention centers and things like that, where we keep illegal aliens. And I mean, it's all over the news, it's all over everything, and it's hard to decipher the truth today about what's going on unless you're there to assess it for yourself. But it seems like it's not very nice, and I have to wonder what it is we're thinking. Good morning, Shell. It took a long time for my dashboard to let you in. Are you having bad weather?
No. But it's, it's just so you know, we're back in a Mercury retrograde. Mercury retrograde starts in 2 days. So anytime Mercury retrograde is there, a couple weeks before and a couple weeks after, electronics are affected, people are affected. And so it's, once you start really studying energy work and things like that, it's helpful to know these things. Basically, what Mercury retrograde does, just so anybody that does understand energy or at least accepts that it can affect you, what Mercury retrogrades do, and we have those three times a year. The next one after this, I think, is in November. But what Mercury retrograde does is it, anything that you have had happen to you in your life that you felt was stressful in any way or challenging, but you didn't resolve it, it will be represented during a Mercury retrograde so that you can maybe look for different ways of dealing with it to resolve it. So a lot of times people will go, oh my God, I thought I dealt with this. I thought I was done with this. Why is this all of a sudden popping up again? People will have accidents. People will have, during Mercury retrograde, a lot of negative stuff seems to happen. But what it does is it's because we have unresolved energies, and it will pop up again for us to take care of. Two people that I know right now have had accidents already in the last 2 days. So it's kind of the energy of this time of month. So when you realize you're going into a Mercury retrograde, it starts on the 7th and it goes till August 2nd. But the energy starts influencing people a couple weeks before and lasts for a couple weeks after. So when you understand that you're going into that, it's just helpful to be a little bit more self-aware, what we talk about all the time, be a little bit more hyper-vigilant with things, making sure that if your car needs brakes, get the brakes, or drive more carefully if you can't get the brakes yet. Just be more aware of where you are in your life and what your challenges may be so that they don't all of a sudden explode in your face. And if something does happen that has happened to you before and you have that reaction, oh my God, how come this is happening again? The reason for that is so that you can start trying different ways of resolving it so that it doesn't pop up in the next Mercury retrograde or the next one or the next one. A lot of people get upset, but when you understand the purpose of a Mercury retrograde, it helps you to be a little bit more retrospective and say, all right, why is this popping up again? Let me try something different. So having electronic problems is very common. I've mentioned on the show a couple of times that during Mercury retrogrades, my printer released. I didn't realize it, but this printer is very, very reliable, never breaks down, and it broke down three times in a row. And I keep records of stuff because, like maintenance records and things. So when I went back over my record, when it broke down the third time, and it would only stop working for a couple of days, which was bizarre, and then all of a sudden it would just start working, and I didn't do anything. It wouldn't work for 2 days, and then all of a sudden it would. Every single time, it was at the beginning of a Mercury retrograde. And one of the things that people that follow this type of energy say is that electronics are very much affected, because it's all energy, electronics are very much affected by Mercury retrogrades, just the way human emotions are as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a mutual friend who follows those kind of things religiously, and I always get a call from her the minute Mercury is in retrograde. No matter what day it is, no matter what's going on, I get a, even if she doesn't get through to me, she leaves me a message. She has been doing that for probably 10 years now, at least 10 years. So funny. But I think that, well, of course, Facebook, you don't know this, but Facebook has been having issues most of this week, and they've put, things on Facebook to explain that, you know, like people would send pictures or articles and it would come up a blank page, or people would do a post and quote things and it would come up a you would see their name and they would, you know, their writing would say, look at this, check this out, and there'd be nothing there. And so Facebook has addressed that on several occasions this past week. So, but at any rate, 4th of July was relatively calm here for a change, because I have a lot of people here in Loxahatchee Groves, of course, that, you know, that fight for organized fireworks in places that are, you know, not in people's backyards and things like that for various reasons. But of course, here in Loxahatchee, the biggest thing is the animals. I mean, there must be, I don't know, 100 equestrian farms here in Loxahatchee, if not more. And then of course there's also, we have, oh gosh, yes. And there's also the two, there's Good Earth Farms, there's Lion Country Safari, and then there's the little place that was over closer by you, where the man had the tigers and some, you know, not the Tarzan guy, but another guy, I can't remember what he calls his place. But these kind of animals are, you know, this can be very dangerous, especially for some of them that are up in age, because Lion Country Safari's got some lions that have been around for a very, very long time. And you can't sedate these wild animals. Now, dogs and cats, I use Rescue Remedy on Chewy, because he starts shaking and won't stop. I could barely hear them last night because they weren't being done right close by, but I could hear them in, you know, kind of like in the air. And he came in here and went, I was at my desk, and went under my desk and laid his head on my feet and just shook. So, I got him calmed down finally, and it stopped fairly early, but that's not good for them. And then sometimes when that happens, if it's a thunderstorm, sometimes he's sick for a couple of days, can't keep anything down. You know, it's traumatic for him. So
it's very traumatic. Yep.
So a lot of people took a stand about that here, but they don't, you know, signs say it's illegal to shoot off fireworks here in Loxahatchee Groves, but that's not true. There is no law that says you can't. The signs are a little bit misleading. So, but do you know why we celebrate the 4th of July, Shel?
I know that it has to do with our independence, supposedly, from British rule. I don't believe July 4th was actually the day that that happened. I believe that's the day that we have assigned, but more specifically than that, I just know that it has to do with our breakaway from British rule. At least that's what I understood July 4th to be, you know,
yes,
Independence Day.
Yes, that is exactly right. But what July 4th signifies is in 1776, the 13 colonies claimed their independence from England, an event which eventually led to the formation of the United States. And of course, we've celebrated it ever since. But there was, I tried to find, I didn't have enough time to do any research because I didn't do it last night. We were doing other things. But I was trying to remember who all was there. John Adams and Roger Sherman, Benjamin Franklin, Robert Livingston, Thomas Jefferson were all there. And the date, July 4th, is just the day that they announced it, I guess. That's why it ended up being on July 4th. So, I always think of veterans. I always think of a myriad of things on the 4th of July. And in actuality, I mean, it trickles down to our armed forces because they have to fight for us. But it really isn't right. About that. It is about separating us from Great Britain. And I forget about that because it always seems like we do a lot of, I don't know. I never really understood the significance of fireworks. I mean, and nothing I read really, you know, explained why we would, you know, shoot off fireworks to celebrate us becoming
I think I had read
from Great Britain.
I think that the reason, and I may be wrong about this, like I said, I don't have the article in front of me, but I think that I had read that that's how the military used to celebrate, was by shooting their guns off and stuff like that, because
yeah, like
was,
a 21-gun salute. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that
type
makes
of thing.
Sense.
And then it just kind of filtered into the civilian population. But I do
mm-hmm.
think because it was sort of like a civil uprising, an armed uprising to have us break away. But I would have to double check that. I'm just recalling that, but you know, that I'm not remembering what article I read it in. It's just something that kind of stuck in my head.
Well, it does start out by saying that there was nothing about fireworks. It was just an opportunity for people to celebrate, and families got together, and it was more along the lines of, you know, like meals together and just, you know, like any kind of a holiday that here in America, at any rate, we seem to want to gather everybody and celebrate together. So, but they don't say much about the fireworks until later. But you're right. There's always been, is it a 21-gun salute or something like that, that has been a big part of our history in recognition of different things. So that you're probably right. It probably has something to do with that. I remember, though, when I was reading this morning, in 1976 in upstate New York, in Newfield, which is just outside of Ithaca, New York, there was established, I don't know how long ago, but it was going on in 1976 for sure, and that wasn't the first one, an Old Home Day. And Newfield had a lot of residents that had settled there way back when. The first house I ever bought in West Danby, which was just across the hill, the house that burnt down that we lived in was built in 1898. So homes up there, unlike Florida, have been around for a long time. So they did a big celebration in 1976 in celebration of 1776. And I was kind of a newcomer then. And the older residents of that area, all dressed in old, you know, like the men wore chaps and vests, and the women all wore like granny dresses and bonnets and everything. It was very, very cute, very nice. And a lot of bluegrass bands and a lot of old country bands. There were even some old men who played spoons and stuff like that, you know, like homemade instruments. It was
right.
It was a lot of fun. And matter of fact, in 1980 maybe, just before we left upstate New York and before our house burnt down, so it must have been 80. My daughter, Diana, who was 7, was Little Miss Newfield for that celebration. And so it was a lot of fun, and that's what it was in celebration of. So I do think that when we lose that, we're already becoming somewhat barbaric. So I hope we don't lose these kind of celebrations for any reason. But I do think we have to do something about the fireworks. I mean, also every year some kid gets hurt with fireworks.
I did find something from the History Channel. It's a long article, but the one little piece here said that Adams' hometown, you know, one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence,
right,
Adams' hometown of Boston saw its own fireworks display that July 4th as Colonel Thomas Crafts of the Sons of Liberty took the opportunity to set off fireworks and shells over Boston Common.
Yeah.
In the years to come. So it was actually, it started in Boston, evidently. And in the years to come, various cities continue the tradition of celebrating independence, holding picnics, parades, speeches, and continuing with the firework displays for the occasion. Though Boston was the first to designate July 4th as an official holiday in 1783. So I thought it was the 4th that was the day, but it was actually the year. So we know that it happened in 1776, but it actually wasn't declared a holiday for almost two decades later. And then by the time Independence Day celebration really took off after the War of 1812, then the United States, pitting the United States against Britain again, fireworks were even more widely available, and they became more of the celebration of this. It wasn't until 1870 that the Congress established Independence Day as the official holiday, and then so continued on from there. So we've assumed it's being you know, celebrated all that time, but it actually took a while for it to become a stronghold, and Boston was the first city to ever do that, and it was in celebration of making the announcement that they were, you know, claiming their freedom from Britain.
Well, that's a big deal. I mean, I understand why they went to all those efforts, but I also, while I was looking up all this kind of stuff, I found different military holidays, and some of these I'm totally unaware of. I mean, the obvious ones are there, but there's Air Force birthday, Army birthday, Coast Guard birthday, Flag Day, which I know about. You always celebrated that in school, and the little kids made flags.
Mm-hmm.
Independence Day, that's, of course, the 4th of July. Marine Corps birthday, Memorial Day, that's a biggie. Military Appreciation Month, Military Family Appreciation Month, Military Spouse Appreciation Day, National Guard birthday, Navy birthday, and Veterans Day. I had no idea that those were all military holidays. So, and, you know, at some point in time, it would be a big show, and it would take a lot of research on all of our parts. But something is amiss. We've done a lot of Veterans Administration shows about even just how much we've seen the VA, become stronger and more available to the veterans and everything. But reading that list just now about the families, I got no answers to my letters when Joey, my brother, died for the allotted burial monies, which is something like $250. They actually, Joey had given me his check for December to put in my bank account, and I put it in my bank account, and Joey died in the month of December, and they took it out of my bank account.
Wow.
The VA just withdrew it. When Spike died, Spike was also in the Navy for 4 years. Nothing. I got no $250. I called the numbers that they tell you to call. Nothing. I've even had some people that are involved with Social Security and Veterans Administration protocol, and they say, oh yeah, well, you know, you can get some of Spike's Social Security. I can't. I mean, I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but you get your own Social Security. I've even had people that are money people, you know, like the president of Prudential, who's a friend. He says, you should be able to get something. And I said, not according to them. My sister has tried, not according to them. There's no benefits left once Clay is gone, not even medically speaking. So those kind of things, maybe there is, but you have to know what you need to know, apparently.
Is this through the Veterans Administration or is this through Social Security?
It's through, two different things. Veterans Administration, there should be some help for you there as far as medical. If you're a legal spouse, I was told that there's help for you. Like they were wonderful with Joey. When we depleted his insurance after Barbara and I arranged to pay for it, once he lost his job and we kept paying for his insurance so that he could have the surgeries he needed. But when that was gone and Barbara and I couldn't pay for it anymore because it was very expensive, I took him to the VA, and VA certainly took care of him. But there was nothing realized for any surviving members. Of course, Joey didn't have a spouse. Even with my dad, even back in the day.
But the only reason I'm questioning that is that Nina, when George died, Nina was able to access that $250. So I'm wondering what the difference is. But she wasn't collecting her own Social Security yet. So I'm wondering, she was able to get George's Social Security. But I think she was told that when she's of age to collect Social Security, then she has to choose. I think it can only be one or the other. So if you're collecting your own Social Security, then you can't collect on your spouse's, but I think you can switch. So, like, if Nina's entitled to start,
yeah, whichever is larger,
year,
yes,
right,
yeah,
and then you can make
that. That's
switch.
What I was told,
but
mm-hmm.
yeah, so, mm-hmm. but that's
yeah.
So I'm wondering, that's interesting. I'm wondering why there's so many variables like that. You think it should be just much more straightforward, and it's confusing at times.
Well, that. Of course, that isn't that what you and I talk about all the time? The lack of follow through,
mm-hmm.
the lack of training, all of those things
mm-hmm.
play into that. And yes, eventually I was already collecting Social Security when Spike died, and we
mm-hmm.
pretty much made the same. So I was told that if I was making a much smaller amount, then I should be able to, subsidize my amount with some of his or something along those lines. I had somebody tell me that, but there was no big difference. As a matter of fact, I think we were like within $5 of each other. So
mm-hmm.
I didn't bother with it. But Patty's another story. Patty's Social Security is not, she couldn't possibly live on it.
Right,
so she
right.
applied. So she's getting the larger amount, but she still hasn't got it. And Clay has been gone for, 3 months now, 4 months, something like that. So it is a lot of red tape, and that part does bother me. That, did you hear I said we're only going to do the show for 30 minutes? Were you on? Could you hear
yes.
me talking when I said that?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we're running out of time, but I do want to also open the door to this, and I'd like to discuss it maybe on Monday, or if I can't get organized enough, maybe another day next week. But all these pictures and all this this rhetoric that we're getting from the Mexico Detention Center, and for that matter, orphanages, again, you and I have talked about that before. I don't know who's watching those things, Shell. I don't know who are the eyes of the people that have some power in that arena. I mean, the picture of kids and all the rhetoric that we hear because all the politicians are all, vying for a spot to be important. You know, it's not a, it's not necessary for women to have, you know, like sanitary napkins and things like that. It's not necessary for little kids to have toothpaste and soap and everything. They can just make do because they came here when they weren't supposed to and all this. I'm wondering how much of this is true or, you know, BS. I don't know. And I would, and I don't know that even if we started researching it, I'm going to go to that site that Monica told us about, the DuckDuckGo site, and
right.
see if I find out anything. But is it possible that all the media that we're seeing is true, or is it, you know, just an effort to be shocking and get attention?
Well, there some of the higher ups in our government that are connected to the whole elite faction that I'm talking about, and this is going to be a very complicated show anyway, are doing some things that I would label as sinister. And so some of these stories are true. There are some people that are trying to be whistleblowers and let the American public know so that we can say this isn't acceptable to us. This is not what America is all about. There's a lot of people that simply don't believe it because they can't imagine our government doing things like this. But look at some of the things our government's already admitted to, you know, testing on people over different type of diseases. I believe the government's still experimenting on us. They're just not making it blatant. But I think a lot of what's in, you know, so, but I mean, yes, I do believe that there is something going on that I would label as sinister. I believe there are factions within the government that are trying to let the American public know, and that's where we're getting some of these whistleblowers from. And I think the official narrative is trying to whitewash what's happening, but that it's not okay. These people aren't being dealt with fairly or appropriately. They're not drug dealers, you know. They're not, you know, they're just people that are trying to get, you know, to a better place. And one of the things that people have to understand is that a lot of these so-called illegal aliens take jobs Americans won't take. And if we really stop them from coming over the border in droves like this, we're going to be hard-pressed to have some of the things that we take for granted, like fruits and vegetables being collected. Most Americans won't work in the fields for 12 hours a day for a very minuscule amount of money, but that's how a lot of farms work. And if they don't have this transitory labor that comes over the border easily, we're going to start seeing that when we go to the grocery store, and we have to spend $3 a pound to get produce that right now we're paying under $1 a pound for, because that's what's going to happen. Or it's just not going to be available because there's nobody to pick it and it's going to rot on the vine. So there's a lot of misinformation getting out there. And it's getting harder and harder because we're in this misinformation age, this information overload age. It's getting harder and harder to really pick apart where the reality is and where it isn't. So, yeah, sometimes people just have to put their boots on the ground and go and look for themselves and see what the reality is.
Well, I think that if we don't start doing some of those things, maybe they'll let me move Lady Liberty in my backyard because she shouldn't be there anymore.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, because that's who she's supposed to be. She's supposed to be welcoming the tired and the hungry, et cetera, et cetera. And if she's not, or if we're not, then she doesn't belong out there. And she's quite a sight to behold for those of us that have had the opportunity to see her. So we're just about out of time. Gosh, that was really quick. I probably won't do that again. That seems like a really small amount of time. But I don't know why I said I'd do a birthday party on a Friday. I need my head examined, but, you know, it is what it is. So we'll be back on Monday. Everybody, enjoy your weekend, and I hope everybody enjoyed the 4th of July yesterday. And another little report, our newest little arrival is growing in leaps and bounds and is just as sweet as can be. And and I'm so proud of my grandchildren because they're really doing an awesome job. Even her daddy, Mike, changes diapers, and her little butt is so tiny. I don't know how he gets his big hands to do all that, but he does. So
it's been kind of fun.
And she lives here with me. The kids live here with me. So I get to see her all the time, which is a blessing also. So everybody have
a
great weekend. We'll be back on Monday. Thanks, Shell. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless, everyone. Talk to you on Monday.